Tribal Judge Ingrid Cumberledge is the state's first missing and murdered Indigenous persons coordinator. Cumberledge is Aleut and Tlingit. She's from Sandpoint, and she's worked there as an educator and tribal court chief judge for 30 years.
I came to this job because I was concerned about what was happening in rural Alaska. And in my community, we've had individuals go missing from the community as well, later to be found after they had passed away. Some real concerns about that. I'm concerned about what's been happening in Bristol Bay.
There are no official statistics for missing people in Bristol Bay. The Urban Indian Health Institute, a tribal epidemiology center based in Seattle, reports that 52 Indigenous women and girls are listed as missing or murdered in Alaska, the fourth highest of all states. But a failure of state and federal agencies to collect that data means it's impossible to know the scope of the epidemic. In her new role, Cumberledge will work to change that. She's developing resources like a database for tracking missing and murdered Indigenous people for communities across the state. Cumberledge says she's also putting together a small working group of victim personnel, tribal representation, and local law enforcement.
The reason that we kept it small was to make sure that we could get some good communication going and work on some of the initiatives. Improving communication when something happens, making sure that the data is getting recorded at the local, state, and federal level, and also that the response to any event is as thorough as it can be.
Cumberledge is working to establish protocols for local responders to follow when they have to wait for state troopers to arrive. She says troopers will be responsible for individual cases.
They're going to be joining the task force. The object is just to kind of review what we're doing and how they're doing things, but also how we're doing things in tribal villages and in villages that don't have enforcement.
The seven MMIP offices opening around the country are part of increased attention to the epidemic on the federal level. Communities have been grappling with missing and murdered Indigenous peoples epidemic on the ground level for decades. Greg Marksmiller is the Education Outreach Coordinator at SAFE, a women's shelter in Dillingham.
The amount of trauma that was lost in our community from missing and murdered Indigenous women is so apparent, and the fact that everybody here has had to deal with it in one way or another means it's all of our issue to deal with.
SAFE has organized public speaking events at the Dillingham schools, marches to raise awareness of sexual assault and domestic violence, and talking circles in communities across Bristol Bay. People are using art to address structural barriers.
I got into murdered and missing Indigenous women advocacy work 3 years ago when I started a gospel project.
That's Amber Webb, an artist and activist who grew up in Dillingham and has worked to shed light on MMIW in Alaska and in Bristol Bay. In 2018, Webb hand-stitched a giant cusbuck and illustrated on it the faces of missing and murdered women from around Alaska. She says she wanted to honor the women who were lost and to bring awareness to the underlying causes of MMIW.
Originally, that project started because I couldn't even find data that reflected accurate numbers for Alaska, and just kind of realizing how little it was being done. Just sort of, it's the kind of problem where you try to do anything you can when you realize that how grave the situation is.
Webb has since been collecting data from families, local news reports, and police reports. She says a lot of this data collection has been happening on a grassroots level. The Sovereign Bodies Institute is one of the organizations that compiles such data.
In 2018, Anita Lou Casey, who started the Sovereign Bodies Institute, unveiled the very first Indigenous-led database where she was collecting the names of murdered and missing Indigenous women. And since then, there's been a lot more research work around this issue, but we still can't really give an accurate picture of those numbers, even within our own region.
Webb says that along with state and federal efforts to address the MMIW epidemic, to begin to heal, institutions and individuals need to examine sexism and racism in their own operations and in everyday life. Then, they need to take concrete steps to change. With help from Izzy Ross, in Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.